The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I've actually got some good news at the Ohio State House. Yeah. Common sense legislation, and I do mean common sense legislation. In this case, it is HB 183. Now, if passed, and I certainly hope it is passed, what would it do? It would forbid transgender students from using the bathroom and locker room that matches their gender identity rather than their birth identity. So, in other words, it would keep the boys out of the girls' bathroom, boys out of the girls' showers. Yeah. It would literally protect girls. It would protect girls from boys who are emotionally disturbed. And please, I know this is a delicate subject, but we cannot forget this. And again, this is, I've got to handle this delicately but truthfully. People who believe they are transgender are mentally disturbed. And again, I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, just a truthful sense. Someone who is schizophrenic has a mental disorder. Should they be condemned? No. They should be helped. And the hundreds of other emotional and mental disorders, we should be truthful about it. We should not stigmatize people. Oh, he's schizophrenic. No. We should be compassionate. We should be loving. And if there's any way we can, we should help them get the help that they need, counseling, therapy, and so forth. But we can't, just because we risk being labeled transphobic, bigoted, hate mongers, we cannot lie about this, turn our back on truth. A transgender person has a mental illness. And again, I'm not saying that to condemn them, just it's true, it's real. And we can't forget that. And their mental illness causes them to be confused about their gender and their sexuality. So, from just a purely practical standpoint, it would not be wise to have a mentally disturbed, mentally confused boy going into the bathroom of girls or the shower or the locker room of girls. I don't think any boy should be in the girls' bathroom or the girls' shower. I don't think any boy, but especially someone who is suffering from a mental illness. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so this is just common sense to protect girls, females. It is designed not to punish the transgender, but to protect the girls. All right, the good news is this bill passed out of the Ohio House Higher Education Committee yesterday by a 10-5 party line vote. Why? don't Democrats want to protect girls? Why? And I would imagine that many, if not most, of these five Democrats that voted against this have children. They don't care about the safety and well-being of their child. I don't get this. You're willing to put girls at risk because your particular political party is nuts on this topic? Anyway, it has passed out of the Higher Education Committee yesterday by a 10-5 party line vote. State Representative Beth Lear of Galena and State Representative Adam Byrd of New Richmond are the sponsors. And Beth Lear will, Lord willing, be on my program Thursday of next week to discuss this bill and other bills as well. HB 183 now awaits further consideration in the House, which is next scheduled to be in session on April 24th. Who has asked for this? Parents? Grandparents? School superintendents? School administrators? And if you were listening earlier when I was talking about this brand new report out of Great Britain, the CAS report, as it is being called, is so clear. And yet, the American Medical Association opposes bills like the American Medical Association opposes bills like this. Quote, HB 183 would not prohibit a school from having single occupancy facilities, and it would not apply to someone helping a person with a disability or a child younger than 10 years old being assisted by a parent, guardian, or a family member. So we will keep a very, very close eye on that piece of legislation. It is HB 183. And no, it is not too soon to begin contacting your state representative to encourage them to support HB 183. And you can only imagine the yelling, the screaming, the shouting from the liberal left, the progressive left. This is going to hurt transgender young people. You know what will really, really hurt transgender young people? By helping them to be transgender. That's the worst thing you could do. And again, we're talking mental illness here. Who in their right mind would say, let's encourage schizophrenics to be schizophrenic? Let's encourage schizophrenics to embrace their schizophrenia. Who would do that? And yet that's what we're doing with transgenderism. We are taking people who are confused, and rather than getting them the help that they need to deal with the confusion, we're embracing their confusion and dooming them to a life of further confusion. It's unthinkable. And ultimately, I believe it's abuse. I really do. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on HB 183, and I would encourage you, contact your state representative even now and encourage them to support HB 183. When we come back, wait till you hear what a U.S. representative is suggesting for Black Americans. Yeah, when we return.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
We would love to come to your church. Just got an email yesterday from state of North. Yeah, I can't use that word on the air. Yeah, church up north. They want Joy and I to come and possibly do a CrossPower weekend. We've been communicating with the church over in Indiana, doing a marriage conference over there pretty soon. So God is filling up our calendar, but we still have a lot of open dates, and we'd love to come to your church. You get more details at crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. I've said it before, I'll say it again, never give a liberal a Bible. Why? Because they will twist it, turn it, pervert it, turn it inside out, upside down, and they will interpret it for whatever purpose they want. A liberal picks up a Bible, and they already know what they believe, what they want, and then they go thumbing through the Bible to find something to prove what they believe. A Bible believer picks up a Bible and says, God, this is your word. You're God. I'm not. Tell me what you want me to believe. Tell me what you want me to do. And whatever your word says, I accept as truth. Liberals and Bible believers approach the Bible in a completely different way. What got me off on that? Well, I just got my latest edition of Sojo Mail from Sojourners. Yeah, the social justice people, about as far left as you can possibly get. I don't know whether they still claim to be evangelicals. When Jim Wallace was in charge, he claimed to be an evangelical. He was not. But anyway, I just got a brand new email from Sojo Mail. And by the way, I encourage you to subscribe. Sojo.net, I think, is how you sign up. So you know what the loony left theologically is doing. All right. This is a brand new email. I got it during the break. We should honor the sacred work of mothering. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I hardly anybody that would believe more in honoring mothers than me. It begins. Honoring life and the connectedness we all have with God means honoring those who birthed and mothered us. This is a core belief of my Christian faith, honed through Scripture's insistence that God made each one of us intentionally, wonderfully, with a specific purpose to help bring about God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Before I get to the really weird part, this is written by a person who believes in abortion. How can they say they believe what I just read to you? Each person is unique and special and so on and so forth. And they believe in abortion. Well, then the really weird part, why I said never give a liberal a Bible. The author of this editorial immediately jumps to Mother Mary. Quote, as a cradle Catholic, I see Holy Mary personifying God's spiritual creativity and so on and so forth. And then it gets to the birth of Jesus. And the writer says, Mary was forced to give birth in a barn. Can you imagine something so terrible, so awful? They treated women terribly back then, and people, she was forced to give birth in a barn. As if that wasn't God's plan. You know, as if God didn't have anything to do with that, and the fact about the manger had wonderful symbolism and spiritual meaning and theological meaning, and where that manger was, and in the middle. She completely misses the wonderful aspect of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords being born in a stable. But that doesn't fit her narrative. So Mary was forced to give birth in a barn. Like I said, never give a liberal a Bible. They'll run it, they'll destroy it, unless they're a really, really, really unusual liberal and they actually want to read the Bible and hear what God has to say. I guess that happens occasionally. All right, quickly. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard of Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas. She is a congresswoman in the United States House of Representatives from Texas. She is in favor of reparations, but she realizes they're going to have a hard time passing legislation that will provide reparations for black folks. So she has another idea. Why don't we just have black people stop paying taxes? Would white people still have to pay taxes? Uh-huh. Asians? Uh-huh. Indigenous? Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody else would have to pay taxes, but not black people. They would no longer have to pay taxes. Quote, one of the things that we are proposing is that black folks not have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time, because then again, that puts money back in your pocket. Well, there's a problem with that. Poor people in America, black or white, don't pay tax anyway. The poor in America usually don't pay tax anyway. So would this help poor black people? No. Might help LeBron James. Yeah, he's a black dude. Yeah, so instead of reparations, just a magic wand would be waved over all black Americans and they just wouldn't pay taxes. Now that would bring real unity in our country, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.